News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As the Israeli military intensifies its attack on Hamas in Gaza, back home in Israel, survivors of the brutal Hamas attack, people like Eyal Barat, are struggling to go on.
Barat walks through his in-law's home, showing where gunmen killed his father-in-law, trying to shield his wife, who survived.
Bullet holes.
Barat had a unique view of the Hamas attacks and kidnappings in Yer Oz on October 7.
It looked very organized, very rehearsed, very, very, very clear. Everybody knew what their job is, and they came there to do their job.
He'd watched images on his cell phone as a truck pulled up outside with armed men. But his six-year-old autistic daughter couldn't understand that their lives depended upon silence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Putin will meet with one of his allies later this week. He'll host the Iranian president at the Kremlin on Thursday. A spectacular explosion leveled a house in Arlington, Virginia yesterday. Much to the shock and surprise of police at the scene and neighbors four blocks around.
The incident began Monday afternoon at a duplex in Washington, D.C.'s Virginia suburbs when Arlington County police responded to reports of shots fired, which they later determined came from a flare gun. Several hours later, as police attempted to serve a search warrant, the suspect inside the house fired several rounds inside, and then the house exploded.
The whole house shook from the sound concussion.
Neighbor Bob Baines tells the AP he thought maybe a tree had fallen on his house.
So then I went outside and I saw people heading down the street.
Video of the incident shows a sudden blast that threw timbers and fire high in the air and collapsed the house instantly. Jennifer King, Washington.
A downgrade of China's credit rating has Wall Street in the red this morning. The Dow down, futures down 93 points. NASDAQ futures off 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See, factor pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable.
This is your KMTQ News Flash. People on the move are making Las Vegas a top destination in the country. No surprise, people from L.A., they're leading the way here into Southern Nevada. Redfin, the online real estate brokerage firm, reports the Vegas Valley is second in the nation behind Sacramento, California, for people that are relocating from other states. Southern Nevada added 4,000 folks in October, just ahead of Orlando, Florida, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Redfin officials say high mortgage rates and home prices are driving people away from the coast to the Sun Belt, with Las Vegas as the top destination. Although locals might not think so, Las Vegas real estate looks affordable in comparison to places like L.A. or San Jose. Las Vegas has lassoed the National Finals Rodeo. It's staying here in Southern Nevada through at least 2035. That new deal with the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association extends that agreement that would have expired in 2025. This year's rodeo, it gets underway Thursday and runs through December 16th over at the Thomas & Mack. The NFR has sold out 360 straight performances, bringing together the top 15 performers in categories that include bareback riding, steer wrestling, team roping, as well as bull riding. Last year's NFR had an attendance of 173,350 for the 10 days of competition. They are always sold out. Work on the high-speed rail between Las Vegas and Southern California might be close to actually getting underway. A fence with Brightline West advertising on it, has been put up along a small portion of the 110 acres where the planned Las Vegas station will be built. That's along South Las Vegas Boulevard between Warm Springs and Blue Diamond. The 218-mile rail line would get passengers from Las Vegas and to downtown L.A. in about 2 hours and 40 minutes. Take AM670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670KMZQ.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We're already seeing traffic jams at both ends of the resort corridor right now, especially the south end of town where you come off 215 onto 15 northbound. You're going to hit a wall of cars there all the way up toward Flamingo. Do have one accident to report on 15 northbound at 95, but that's long after the delays there. And we're not actually seeing too much braking there at the Spaghetti Bowl. On the east side of the valley, as you around the Charleston curb, watch for an accident on 95 southbound at Charleston. And should be a beautiful day in the valley. Clear, sunny skies, cool temperatures, stopping just short of 70 degrees this afternoon. 48 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local. I'm so excited. It is a Tuesday, December the 5th. And we're inching ever closer to the holidays. I'm so excited. And I'm really excited to have our first guest, Sam Peters, the U.S. Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient, a former Republican nominee for Congress in CD4. He ran for office and now is a proud resident of the wonderful state of South Carolina. He joins us. Sam, first of all, good morning. Thanks for being a part of the show this morning. And you guys all ready for the holidays?
Hey, Kevin, good morning to you and your listeners. Thank you so much for having me on. We are ready, and I hope you had a wonderful, joyous Thanksgiving. And as the season continues here, we're looking forward to the holidays. The kids they put up the tree last night, the night before, and just going through all the steps to get ready for the big guy to show up.
I think that is wonderful. By the way, I was over the Thanksgiving holidays, I was out on a cruise ship in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. It was a fun eight days, seven nights aboard the Carnival Dream Cruise.
Good for you.
Yeah, oh, it was so nice. I mean, it so peaceful and... You got to see Nassau, and got to see Freeport, and got to see Key West, and it was a lot of fun.
I want to
ask you, because we are getting closer to the possibility of an impeachment inquiry sanctioned by Congress, by the House of Representatives. First of all, what do you make of what's going on right now, and do you think they have the votes at this point?
So there is a lot of things happening in Congress right now. I mean, it may seem that, you know, not a whole lot's happening to average everyday American. You know, we go about our lives and things are what they are. But Congress, and I think there's a lot of strategic playing. At the same time, I think there's some blunders being had. But I do think Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, He's indicated that he does have the votes to start the impeachment inquiry. Congressman Comer yesterday, released the receipts of Joe Biden taking direct payments from Hunter Biden, and the money was came directly from China and through Hunter Biden's numerous business operations, along with Joe Biden's brother, James Biden. This money's kind of flowing around three different ways, and they've been tracking this from 2017 and forward. So, and they have the receipts now, the bank statements and everything is pretty clear. So I think there's going to be a lot more that comes out and a lot more that that happens. And I mentioned, the timing of it all. When I was running for Congress in CD4, as you mentioned, last year, year before, I had an opportunity to sit with Ted Cruz for a while and chat with him about, and we talked about things like this impeachment and what he would like to see happen. And he made a couple of resounding points to me that have kind of stuck with me on how this thing plays out. And once it gets through, they go through the investigation, they identify, the U.S. House identifies why they're impeached and what the charges are, et cetera, and it's referred to the Senate. Ted Cruz's thoughts were, in his words to me and a number of other people, were a prolonged trial. They don't have the votes in the Senate. There's not. They won't get them with Kamala Harris being the tiebreaker. They won't have the votes to actually impeach and convict the president. But during an election year, running into 2024, and we're 11 months from Election Day for the presidency, a prolonged trial on the floor of the Senate, live during this election season, will be a damning blow to the Democrats as this thing unfurls. So there's a lot going on there. We just had a Congressman Santos from New York was just removed. The first expulsion since I think around the World War II time frame of a U.S. congressman. So there's a lot of different things happening there, which is interesting. The Republicans holding ourselves accountable. Great start. Love to see it. But the failure of holding some of the other folks, this congressman Jamal Bowman, who pulled the fire alarm and pled guilty to the misdemeanors of it. Why is he still in Congress? Those type of things. So again, lots and lots of stuff going on there. And that was a long answer to a short question. I apologize.
No. But I want to find out, is the impeachment inquiry the same as articles of impeachment?
No, I think the inquiry, my understanding of it is the inquiry, the formal vote to start the inquiry is the initial process of building the articles of impeachment. And then once the inquiry comes to close, if it determines that impeachment is required, the articles of impeachment are drafted, and then they're delivered, and then there's another vote. And then, the voting of referring them to the Senate for trial is basically the kind of the process of how that works. If you recall, a few months ago when McCarthy was the speaker still, there was discussion being had where this inquiry was just – he was going to go to inquiry without a vote, which was completely off from – tradition and protocols for the House. So I think the first step is, and Mike Johnson's doing it right. And again, I think he's doing some very strategic things here in not only this, but the budget and some other stuff. He's doing quietly, and it's frustrating for some who want heads to roll right now. But I think Mike Johnson's doing a great job so far. So impeachment inquiry first, articles of impeachment next. And then the trial.
You mentioned George Santos from New York, expelled by the House of Representatives. First of all, were you surprised that he had the votes? There was some question at the end as to whether there would be enough votes to expel. Were you surprised by what happened?
I'm not really. The number of lies and the length that he went to or seemingly has gone to you know, create this persona. You know, he claiming he had some college degree that he doesn't have, and a number of other things, and potentially, you know, stealing money from a lot of different donors. If these things come out to be actually true, you know, I think there's a 23 count indictment pending that he's pled not guilty to. But a lot of this stuff is at this point, I think, undeniable. So I don't think it's and in a time where, you know, we just witnessed the ousting of the Speaker of the House, which hadn't happened in a long, long time within the same party. You know, holding ourselves accountable. Again, I said, I think it's a good start. We have to show the American people, the Congress has to show the American people that there is some accountability, and they are willing to hold themselves accountable. You know, it's an interesting time to do it. I mean, if you're going to do it, you have to do it at the right times. When things like this happen, you have to take the right action. Sadly, with Santos being expelled, kicked out, it leaves us with an even closer margin in the House to get things passed. So there's a lot of interesting dynamics going on here. But again, you know, at this point, you know, obviously everybody's interested in the impeachment of Biden. I'm curious, you know, the Mayorkas impeachment that didn't go forward. In fact, last month they sent it back to committee, where we'll probably sit there for the next year. That guy needs to be gone. Again, this Jamal Bowman, the congressman that pulled the fire alarm. I mean, he's literally pled guilty to a misdemeanor. There's charges available there. There's no question. He's committed an impeachable offense. So, you know, why he's still in Congress, I don't know. Because he could easily be gone. And I think if there was a play to be made to impeach a Democrat congressman, that needs to go, not just to impeach somebody, but he would be a good place to start to clean up the House a little bit more.
It is tough, Sam, to find supporters of George Santos, but those few people that are out there, they say he hasn't been convicted of even spitting on the sidewalk. Does he deserve due process before you expel him?
Yeah, he absolutely does. He deserves due process, and in the courts that have indicted him, he will receive due process. As a congressman, he's representing not only his constituents, but he's also a member of the U.S. House, 435 members that represent the United States on the global stage. You know, the Republicans that sided to expel him, their thoughts were that he needs to go. He's done this thing that does not stand up for conservative values, and he doesn't belong in the House of Representatives. So, you know, look, there was the two-thirds vote was in play. They needed two-thirds to expel him. They got well more than two-thirds. It's the process. The process has been exercised, and he's no longer a congressman.
311 to 114 was the margin there. I've got to ask you, because Sam Peters joining us, the U.S. Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient, and with your background in the military, I'm curious about your thoughts, your evaluation of the attack on commercial ships in the U.S. Navy and the U.S. response. Some would say it's a little bit tepid. What do you think of what's been going on there?
I think there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes in this one, kind of like what I mentioned in happening in Congress. I think there's a lot of things that the American public are not getting or being seen or seeing. I think we can go back, obviously, you know, the reason we are in the predicaments we are in around the globe, you know, come back to, and I've said this before on your show, the weakness that this administration has demonstrated. But, you know, fast forward, we're here. This is what we've got, a couple of carrier, U.S. Navy carrier groups in the Middle East, around Israel, around this area. We're specifically talking about in the Red Sea between, you know, Saudi Arabia and Egypt and the Sudan and those areas, Yemen. And this Houthis group of of pirates, we'll call them, because it's what they're doing. They're attacking commercial vessels and you know, approaching U.S. vessels. I think the report is the U.S. shot down three drones that were coming at them after answering a call, a mayday call from a commercial vessel that was under attack. So, you know, look, it is a you use the word tepid. It is a tepid circumstances, what's happening over there. But look, the U.S. is going to defend itself and defend commercial shipping lanes and protect interests of not only Israel, but our own interests in that region. But it's a circumstances situation that's real, and the war against Christianity, the war against the caliphate, as the Arab world calls it, to eliminate the Western cultures and eliminate Israel specifically, coming out of Iran and perpetuating throughout that region. It's real. I will remind your viewers that, or your listeners, sorry, that, this is a real thing. This is not something that you just see on the news this morning and it goes away. At the same time, all of this is happening in the Middle East. We have an entirely open border and thousands upon thousands of people coming in, millions even, that we can't identify. And the number of people who are on terror watch lists that have entered our country, illegally that we know of, and those that we don't know of, is real. And these attacks, these lone wolf attacks and these coordinated attacks, if we continue doing nothing to defend ourselves, they're not just going to be happening in the Middle East. They're going to be happening in our back doors.
Want to bring you closer to home because we've got a presidential debate coming up tomorrow. Your thoughts on the Trump lead. Would you like to see Trump in any of these debates, or is it just a very sound political strategy to sit it out? He's going to have a town hall tonight, but won't be on the stage tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he's doing some really good strategy. I think it is a good strategy for him to sit out. But even more than that, he is. If you notice, the last couple of debates, I think the same night as the debate, he's held a press conference or a rally or something to divert attention away from the debate, and he's doing it again tonight with Hannity, and you know, the debate tomorrow. And I don't think at this point a ton of people are paying attention to the debate. One of the things I find interesting, I'm saying maybe you can help me with this. I'm still struggling to figure out why DeSantis was debating Gavin Newsom last week, and what the purpose of all that was. I mean, it was to me, it's a prelude to the 2028 election for president, because that's probably what's going to happen. But it's just odd. So, you know, I think President Trump is doing what he should be doing and campaigning on his own, kind of putting aside these other debates that are happening, the people that are on the stage. Again, I said it last time we talked about it. I think they're giving us a good glimpse of who they are and what they stand for. And I think that's good for politics. And I think that's good for the Republican Party moving forward past the 2024 into 28 and beyond. So, we need to build our bench, of potentials, in the future. That will carry the conservative torch, and I think that's what I think that's the big win from having these debates and seeing who's who. But I think Trump's got a lock on this thing.
A lock, and can I just assume you believe that nothing is going to change even after the Gavin Newsom Ron DeSantis debate? It didn't move the needle, did it?
I find myself having thoughts that often are very common with other people that I talk to. I mean, we think on the conservative front, I think a lot of people are trying to figure out what the hell happened. Why were they debating and what was it all about? 100 minutes of name calling and this and that. So, good entertainment, if nothing else.
Sam, I hope you and the family have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Happy New Year. I know we'll talk sometime after the New Year, but thanks so much for your friendship and your camaraderie. You are the best, you and the family. I hope you have a great holiday season.
I appreciate that so much, sir. You guys too, and God bless everybody, and Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
There you go. Sam Peters, U.S. Air Force Major, Bronze Star recipient, and a former Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show will be on the eve of the fourth Republican debate down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Who's going to be on the stage, and does it at all matter when it comes to figuring out who might be number two behind Trump?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Everything's so expensive. Gas, food, rent, everything. We get it, and we're here to help. So how about a free loan? You heard it right. Dollar Loan Center is celebrating our 25th anniversary all year and offering free loans to any new customer.
Dollar Loan Center.
No application fees, no prepayment penalties, and a full week worth of free interest. You can get up to $5,000 in minutes, and the first week is on us. Borrow $500 and pay back $500 after 1 week. Same with $1,000, even $5,000. No interest, no fees. And after your free week, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in 2023.
Free loan means if you pay every month money or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I am running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince and I approve this message.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us. New polling is out. We've been waiting for new polling. We've got it this morning. The Messenger Harris poll finds that a